Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking to Eileen Godofsky-Marino, the author of The Colorful Kitchen. And she says you don't need fancy equipment or any expensive exotic ingredients to make delectable vegan meals at home. The Colorful Kitchen makes the experience of cooking and eating easy and delicious. She's a health coach, she's a plant-based food blogger, and she's here with us today discussing her beautiful book, The Colorful Kitchen. So what are some of your favorite snack foods out of here? What are your go-tos?
My favorite snacks?
Yeah.
I would say smoothies for one. If I'm feeling like I had a workout that morning that was really hard, I'll do a smoothie and I'll add nuts and seeds and protein powder if I really want to refuel that way. I also love avocado toast or toast with peanut butter. I have a recipe in the book. It's like a fancy peanut butter and jelly. It's peanut butter and preserves and a cashew cream, and I like a piece of that as a snack. I also keep trail mix on hand and with nuts and raisins and dates, and that's a really easy snack.
Wonderful. And, you know, everybody thinks, oh, you know, if you're going to have breakfast, look, you go straight to the eggs. How do you get around going to eggs but have that sit-down, warm breakfast?
Well, my favorite warm breakfast, I would have to say, would be oatmeal. I just find it to be so nourishing. And, of course, that's something that's incredibly easy to make without the dairy that some people use, because you can just make it with water or almond milk or soy milk or what have you. I also make a tofu scramble. So if you really love eggs but you don't want to eat them, I would recommend trying a tofu scramble because, like you said, it's warm and it's a real sit-down meal, something you would have on the weekend. And in the book, I have a recipe for a classic tofu scramble as well as a Southwestern tofu scramble that has, like, salsa and avocado on it.
Mm-hmm. And the pictures are amazing. Did you take these pictures yourself?
I did, yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah, they're just fascinating. They make you drool. So all the different colors, are there some colors that we should have more than others?
I would say greens are very important, but no, I think go for all of the colors. Make sure you have a lot of greens and eat a lot of everything else. Mm-hmm. I like to keep it simple.
Okay. And do you ferment foods? Are you working with fermenting foods as well?
I do. I'm a very big sauerkraut person, and that was something I didn't include in this book because I think fermentation is complicated. I mean, you can definitely make it easy, but it didn't quite go with the theme of this book as recipes you can just throw together because, of course, when you're fermenting, you need to let it sit for weeks or months or whatnot. But I usually do try and have something fermented at least once a day, and that will either be sauerkraut or kombucha or kimchi. And not only do I like those foods for the health benefits, but I just truly love the really savory, salty flavor that it adds.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the other tricks, like for lasagna or for the, just to make them, they're a little bit different than our regular traditional. How do you do it so that they're delicious?
So for lasagna, I do have a recipe in my book for something similar to traditional lasagna, and that's an eggplant and zucchini noodle lasagna. So instead of using noodles, it's very thin strips of eggplant and zucchini, and then I use a cashew cheese sauce, and I'll use regular red marinara sauce, and all of that layered together. It's reminiscent of a traditional lasagna, and of course you could add tempeh or like a so neat if that's what you're used to. And it's just a very warm and cozy, homey recipe.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of these, when you're not having the cheese, you're asking for cashews to make the sauces. Do you have an economical way to buy cashews? I find them, like, enormously expensive.
They are quite expensive, unfortunately. I used to buy them from a food co-op that I belong to, and I was able to get them for about half the price that you would normally get them for. Unfortunately, I don't live near the co-op anymore, but I think that's the best way if you're able to do a direct sourcing with a group of people. Other than that, I don't just throw cashews and everything for that reason. Mm-hmm. I try to be somewhat selective, and the recipes that I do use that call for cashews, often it's a cup of cashews or something. It's not a whole bag, but I think there are ways to get around using cashews if you're really trying to save money in that way.
Could you use another nut in the same way?
For some recipes, the thing about cashews is that they just get so creamy when you blend them up. Mm-hmm. But for some things, you absolutely could substitute, like almonds, for instance, which tend to be a little bit less expensive.
Mm-hmm. And they're getting up there, too. When you're buying nuts to go organic rather than the conventional, they're really growing in price.
Yeah, it's hard. It's definitely something I think about when I'm at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. So the most economical form of protein would be the tofus and the quinoas. Is that how you'd feed a bunch of people?
Yeah, so I would say that lentils, especially when you buy them in the bulk section, things like lentils and dried beans, chickpeas and kidney beans and black beans, all of that, if you buy bulk when they're dried and you cook them yourself, that can be super inexpensive. And that's a good way, if you're feeding a larger family, to get a lot of protein in that way. Tofu tends to be a little bit less expensive than tempeh. And so tofu is a really great option if you're looking for a meat replacement type of thing. And like you mentioned, quinoa, that's also great to get in the bulk section for protein.
For the economics of it, to get the protein up. One of my favorite recipes and one of the most beautiful pictures that you've taken is the chickpea crust rainbow Alfredo pizza.
Like, oh, thank you.
It looks out of this world. You've got every color of the rainbow in it, and it really comes through on the flavor, too. I've tried it, and it's just one of those things that's such an eye-catcher that nobody's ever brought anything that pretty to any potlucks before.
Oh, well, you'll have to bring it to a potluck next time, then.
Absolutely. It's just gorgeous. So the colors, the purples and the greens, the yellows, the oranges, all put into one pot just make for an amazing... What does a color do? I mean, it does something for us, especially in the dark of winter. Have you thought about that?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Have you thought about what the color does for us visually? The visual of your recipes is amazing. And the color does bring, it feels like it brings life to you to have so much color on your plate.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Especially this time of the year when it's dark out, well before dinner time, it feels really good to have a beautiful, bright, colorful dinner when it's been dark out since 4 in the afternoon. So that's definitely something I think about. And I think during the winter, we don't necessarily have the fruits and all of the summer vegetables that are so bright, but we do have root vegetables and sweet potato and squash and beets and the beautiful orange, purpley sort of color palette. And it makes this time of the year really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like a bouquet of flowers on your table when you use some of your recipes. They're gorgeous.
Definitely.
Yeah, especially the squashes, too. I mean, it's like bringing sunshine in. Maple mustard squash with grilled cheese. It's actually not even grilled cheese, but it's visually, the green and the yellow are so beautiful. Like, I don't know anybody who wouldn't want to pick it up and eat it.
That's my hope. My hope is that you don't have to identify as vegan to eat this food. You can, but my hope is anyone would think it would look good and they try it and find out it tastes good.
Can you tell us in some of these recipes, it says like 4 slices of vegan cheddar cheese. Do you have some favorite brands or favorite products that have worked better than others?
I do. So, every single time I go to the grocery store, it seems like there are more and more brands popping up, and it's a little bit hard to stay on top of all of them, but I think certain brands are better for melting, so that sandwich, for instance, where you're melting on a sandwich, you're melting it as a pasta or something. There's Daiya cheese, and there's So Delicious cheese, and I find that those two tend to melt really well, and they have more of the texture of traditional dairy cheese when they're warm.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you go online and get any of these recipes, or can you tell us where to buy the Colorful Kitchen Cookbook? How can people find you?
So you can buy it anywhere books are sold, and of course on Amazon you can find it. And on my blog, thecolorfulkitchen.com, you can find other recipes that I've shared there.
Okay. Well, keep up the wonderful work. Your pictures are amazing. Your recipes are fantastic. And it was great to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you. And thanks so much to Alan Wishart, the producer of this radio show. And thank you to all the radio stations across Canada who carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.